Ready!
Oh, hi, McFatty.
Ready! Okay.
Okay.
Now, I just, I'm very informal poll here.
Okay.
Pansies or posies?
Pansies.
Well, I think that pretty much sums it up. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Mr. Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm
Fatty! Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going
on,
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, he's in Hawaii. Well, hello. It's Lay's. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 21st of March, 2022.
Yes.
If I could speak, in the uneventful year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton, I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And Scott.
V-A-D-E-R. Even when his co-host is on the show, he can't get it straight. Larry H. Vader. And with me is the tea-drinking, no live studio audience one himself.
Oh!
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hey!
Now, Big Fatty, let's just
get right into it.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Is there a porch swing?
There is a porch swing. And it's swinging. It just hung.
Have you fallen out of it yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
And I sat in it, and the rafters did not come down.
You know, they're not meant to hold weight in that direction. So it's probably not good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're meant to support the roof on top of them, not a fat person hanging from the bottom of them. So...
Well, okay.
I mean, it would be like, that's why they tell you not to screw your sling into the ceiling.
It's no. Just,
it's not, the joists are not meant for
no.
it. Not
no.
meant for it. So you've survived the weekend with a brother and sister-in-law.
Did. It was a very nice visit.
Short.
they were actually here to attend a party yesterday afternoon. So Big Fatty was able to provide accommodations, and in return, they hung the swing.
That sounds
so
about
right.
I think that's a
good trade-off.
For you, yes. It worked out best
yes.
for you. Yes, for them.
Right.
Well, they had to stay there, and...
They didn't have to stay here.
Well, they were like, you know, all of a sudden, that fancy hotel would have probably been a good value.
Well, especially the gassiness. Oh my God.
Well, that is your brother, so right. I feel certain it runs in the family. It's genetic.
Well, it probably does. Well, something's running in the family.
Oh, much better. Much better. So, otherwise, was it an uneventful weekend?
Yes, it's been, you know, it's the time of the year when one day it's 80 and next day, it's 40 at night.
Lovely. Yeah, that's as you're hearing this, we both are probably bundled up, if you will.
I made the statement to myself a little bit earlier. It's a little chilly in the villa.
Oh, really? It's not chilly. The air conditioner was just running here in the Vader family compound, but that's the first time it's been on all day. And so it was chilly this morning. It's going to be 40-something Monday morning as we record this. So I'm excited. The less the air conditioner has to run, the better. So.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it was a very quiet week here in the Vader family compound. It sounds like it was quite quiet there at the Fat Acres as well.
It was indeed. There was no Friday at Fatty's. Everybody knew that I was having out of town company, family, and so they didn't mosey on by.
Well,
the way, we've got more breaking news. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Breaking news:
Mr. Pickle,
yes,
sold his townhouse in less than one day.
I saw that. I saw that it was not for sale, so I assumed it. It had sold, and you know, I have spent some time in the pickle jar, if you will.
Oh, the pickle jar.
Yeah.
The barrel, if you will.
Yeah. It's going to need some work. So the barrel's going to need some work. So that just goes to say, I mean, y'all, it's a very lovely home. Don't get me wrong, but the pickle has dogs. Mr. Pickle has dogs. He has lots of big, smelly dogs.
He's had chickens in there, too.
He has had chickens in there. And so
lots of chickens, in fact.
Yeah, and Vaders. So, I've spent some time there and can tell you it's going to need some new carpet, going to need a fresh coat of paint.
That all those are things that you would want to do anyway.
Well, you definitely want to change out the carpet upstairs. Let me just put it that way.
I for one have never been upstairs.
Well, yes, you for one have not. So, I have. I had to go up and use the bathroom once.
One downstairs wasn't working.
Clearly not. That's good for the pickle, Mr. Pickle.
Yeah.
We like to get it sold. And we like to make it our. Trust me, I'm thinking about it myself, except I don't have anywhere to go. So,
There you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have the luxury.
I thought you had bought grassland in Texas, and you.
I went down there to look at it, but I did not buy it. It sold for three times the asking price. I was looking at some more property this weekend. Also, not going to buy it. Turns out I can afford about 100 square feet of property these days. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's actually a piece of property over by the villa that is for sale that I went and looked at and cost about as much as my house. So, there's that.
Okay. Uh-huh. Great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all that being said, it was fairly quiet. Y'all, it was Thursday night. There was a little bit of the...
Oh!
Y'all, it was... Now, this is not a skull update, but y'all, it was the mother, and not the Hatterina, but the coal mine mother. And
the mother.
It was 9:30 at night, and I answered. Oh. And I said, "Please don't tell me somebody."
Was
else
that
has
be 9:30 p.m. in the evening?
It would, and y'all, I just assumed somebody had died. I mean, that's why else would you call someone that late unless you're the mother and you're retired, you can do what you want,
right?
Y'all, she said, "I have a question for you," and I was like, "Oh, what's that?" And she's like, "Do you still drink wine?" And I clinked the glass to the phone, and I said. Absolutely. I was like, I'm having a nice box of Cabernet right now. And y'all, the mother is 79 years old. And
a young lady.
She and her niece and her walker went out to the Charleston Food and Wine Festival near the villa, the Fat Villa there.
Right.
Y'all, they day drank, and she entered every raffle that would take her information.
That's, it's like a trip to the Costco.
Right. And, she won these wine glasses that I'm currently drinking.
I see those. Uh-huh.
They're
those
handmade German wine glasses.
Very nice.
They're Bordeaux glasses. y'all.
Except today they're boudoir glasses.
Right. Y'all.
Okay.
She was like, I'm 80 years old. I don't need any of these. And I was thinking maybe you'd like them. And I was like, funny story. I've broken a lot of mine. So sure. Y'all, they are lovely. They're just lovely. She swung. And I was like, I'll swing by your house and get them. Oh, no. So she brought them to the coal mine. Her son was out of town that she takes care of. He had gone up to Boston for the weekend. So y'all, she had a free weekend. So she was out and about. She had the Camry out and about.
Did she have on her dancing slippers?
Well, I don't know because she doesn't get out of the car when she comes by because of the walker. But y'all.
She just she just calls and the valet comes out.
That's exactly how it works. Right. Y'all, they are the nicest wine glasses I've owned in quite some time. There's just one little catch.
Oh, Lord. Let me guess. They don't have stems.
No, they do. They do have stems.
Oh, they don't have. Okay. They have jagged edges.
No.
They don't hold enough.
No, I don't know that you can see this.
I see it, but that's why I said that.
Right. Y'all, they are so big, they don't fit in any of my cabinets. They are enormous. And most of it, it's you know, 70% stem. But even the glass itself.
I have a solution.
Okay.
I have a solution.
Okay.
In your pantry, there's a gift from Miss Bacon.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. You could mail that to her, or better yet, drive it up to her.
Okay.
And then you'd have a place for the stemware.
You know what? That's an option. That's an option.
Not one you're going to use.
Correct.
Yeah, instead, you're going to have new cabinets put in.
I was at home today looking for a wine rack that would hold glasses, you know, upside down. So I was at home this afternoon. Y'all, let me tell you about something. I don't have a rant music. But y'all, you know, I mentioned I ordered the iPhone 13 Pro in Alpine Green.
Yes.
Y'all, it shipped.
Oh.
It shipped. But AT&T, and y'all, I have to order from AT&T. I can't order from Apple. I have to order from AT&T because of the kind of plan I have. It's a business plan.
Oh.
So I can't do anything with Apple because of that plan. Y'all, they would only ship it to the billing address. Well, the billing address is not a physical location. It's a coal mine distribution center. But without the right information, they will not accept FedEx packages or UPS or anything. They don't do that there anymore. And so, y'all, I have been trying to get this phone for 4 days.
Oh.
So, anyway, it's at UPS. It's at FedEx. I got the thing yesterday. It's at FedEx waiting on me. So I swung by there this morning because, you know, they're open until 2 o'clock. Closed.
Oh, too late. Too late.
They were closed.
Oh.
So... I was like, okay. So y'all, I'm eventually going to have an iPhone 13 Pro report to give all of you. But I don't know when that's going to be. Probably never. I'm sure it'll get returned.
Now we have more technology news, and this is breaking news.
Breaking news.
Have you heard that old Crooked Hat took your advice and bought him a new AirPod Pro or whatever?
I did. I told him that he had the one before they made the giant change, which he could still trade in and probably get a couple $100s for from Apple. Mm-hmm. But the new one, the resolution is so much better. It's so much brighter. So he doesn't like to make decisions.
Okay. But when he makes one, he always says the same thing. He pulled the trigger.
Ah, pulled that trigger. Mm.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm glad. I saw that on Twitty.
In Arkansas, it's not unusual for people to be pulling the trigger.
Right.
Right.
Does Apple ship to Arkansas or did he have
No, they don't ship overseas.
Uh-uh. Okay. I didn't think so. I thought you had to buy it direct from a...
Right.
You know,
but by the way, you know what else they do in Arkansas? I was going to say pull my finger, but...
Oh, right.
Just timing is everything.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty gives you the name of someone born on this day. I tell him if they're dead or alive, but more importantly, I educate him on who they really were.
Yes, absolutely. And today, well, by the way, I'll give you a little. I know how you love the Broadway.
Can't keep me off of the theater.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So the first one is James Coco.
James Coco. You probably better known as Miss Coco Peru. She is a drag queen. Y'all, you may have seen her in such hit movies as Trick, and also on that RuPaul's Drag Race. She's based up there in the New York City. She likes to sing and dance. Yeah.
Dead or alive?
Oh, alive. I just saw her.
Oh, well, no. James Coco, you're very close, though.
I know.
James Coco, dead as a doornail.
Oh.
He was an American actor, character actor. He was in Only When I Laugh, Murder by Death, and was a singer in Man of La Mancha.
Oh, Don Quixote.
So how about that?
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Now, this is your update on Broadway. Today, the 21st, in the same year, both born in the state of New York, Matthew Broderick and Rosie O'Donnell. Is that not just crazy?
It's crazy. And I can hardly tell them apart either.
Right. I mean, yes. All right. The next one we have is Henry Flipper.
Henry Flipper.
Yep. Good old Henry Flipper.
Dead.
Ooh. Oh.
Dead.
Yeah.
Henry Flipper was I don't know that most people would know him, but there is a famous pizza chain called Flipper's Pizza, and he was the founder of it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And as opposed to the TV show Flipper.
Was a gimme.
Well, anyway, Henry Flipper is indeed dead.
Got it.
Now, he was born in 1856. That's important here.
Okay.
Because he was the first African-American to graduate from West Point.
And also started a pizza chain.
That, and he was a slave. And, you know.
I guess those dates would match up.
Have we got time for one more?
I think we can squeeze it in.
More appropriate words have never been spoken.
Ah.
Because the last one is Large Professor.
Large Professor. I mean, it's not a person, if you will, so much.
Okay.
But, you know, Large Professor is the name of the mainframe. And, you know, this is for Daniel Brewer.
Technology.
Right. It's a large mainframe that you see. It's epitomized, or what do you call it? Not epitomized. It's a eulogy. No, it's perpetually seen.
Large.
Enlarged there in the spaceship Earth scene with the woman with the go-go boots and the big hair.
That is
Large Professor, who is the original mainframe. They've actually put it in the Walt Disney World attraction there at Spaceship Earth.
That's amazing. And, you know, Daniel is a big, you know, he does that Don't Do Disney.
Right.
Without him, because he wants you to pay for it. But anyway... That's not true. Large Professor, you might know him as William Mitchell. Help?
Maybe, but
okay. Large Professor is indeed alive.
Oh, right.
And Large Professor is an American hip hop artist.
Oh, not who I thought it was. Well, I was close with my original guess.
No, you weren't close at all.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah.
So anyway, but I knew when I saw the name, that's it. That has Vader written all over it.
I can see how you would think that I would know who Large Professor is.
Right. And, you know, he was in, I don't know if you knew this or not.
Tell me.
He played the part Russell Johnson played. In the original Gilligan's Island, he played that part in Return to Gilligan's Island.
I see.
He had eaten too many of Marianne's coconut cream pies.
Oh, I was about to say, she did have the best. Y'all, I'm on this diet, and I had some of those.
We're breaking news.
I've been doing the Weight Watchers, breaking news.
Are you doing it better than Crooked Head's doing it?
Well, I've lost 12 pounds in the last... I don't know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Anyway, y'all, I was starving. I went to the grocery store today and I was starving. So I ran in, that's never good. I know. I ran into TJ Maxx or the Marshalls or whatever first because I just
to buy bigger pants.
No, but I have to go to a formal event at my college alma mater here in a couple of weeks. And
is it your 50th reunion?
No. I got invited to a VIP Donna's blah blah blah.
Oh, I thought it may have been the sock hop or something.
No, I'm actually, I think they want to hire me. So anyway. So, but y'all, it was like, for dress, it was business attire. And I was like, first of all, this is Charleston. But second, what exactly does that mean? And so I texted a friend of mine who works there. And she was like, I was just going to wear what I wear to work. So I guess we'll have to dress
sweatpants.
Up.
Sweatpants.
Basically. And so I was like, ugh. So I just wanted to make sure I look nice just in case they, you know, are considering me for a coal mine position.
So, you know, you wanted to look your best. So you went to TJ Maxx.
Well, I know. I was looking for shoes.
I didn't know that maybe you had already been to Ross Dress for Less.
No, I only get my formal attire there, not my business attire. Y'all, I got a story about the old gal for later, but anyway, I was looking for some dress shoes. Y'all, I blew out one of my black dress shoes on my way to Vlad's funeral. So anyway, I was looking for
the heel.
Shoes.
Did the heel break?
Well, the shoe broke away from the heel, so it wasn't exactly a Mary Tyler Moore, you know, moment of me breaking my heel off. But anyway, they didn't have anything, so I need to go to the Steve Madden. Miss Bacon, if you want to sponsor that trip like you did the last time I went to the Steve Madden, you just let me know. I don't know where I was going with that, but
you had to get shoes.
Oh, but I was in there
because you were hungry.
I was hungry
on the way to the grocery store.
So I was going to get some licorice or something just to hold me over, even though I know that's terrible.
At the
for
TJ
you.
Maxx.
Oh yeah, they have the like the imported like fancy foods in the back. Anyway,
y'all, if you're looking for your imported fancy foods, head on over there to the Marshalls and the TJ Maxx. Nothing finer.
It's correct. They had Anastasia's coconut patties, which, you know, are from Hawaii's and the tropics. And y'all, they are so good. They're these dark chocolate patties with coconut on top.
Right.
I ate about five of them.
Sounds like a Mounds bar.
Kind of, except good. Like high quality everything. Okay. Y'all, I ate about five of those little squares and I put them in the Weight Watchers and it was a week's worth of points.
Okay, so basically you only had to buy one shoe because your other foot was going to be cut off.
They were just
diabetes.
little squares. They're just
little squares, yeah. But it was enough calories for the entire week.
Correct. So anyway, but y'all, I have some breaking news. Breaking news. Y'all.
Breaking news.
Took Bugabet, who is behind me, I think, took Bugabet to the doctor this week.
I believe she was having some gastrointestinal distress.
You
had pulled the bagpipes out. You weren't quite ready to play them, but you knew they needed to be tuned.
Right. And so she saw the vet, who I love. It was my real vet, y'all. And she was like, Larry, I'm just going to tell you, we're not going to do her vaccinations. I don't think there's any point. I think it's just going to make it worse. She's just not well. Let's do some blood work. I bet she has a UTI too. And I was like, okay. So they ran the urine there in the office. They spun it down and read it. And sure enough, she had a UTI. So they gave me some antibiotics for her, which are not fun. Miss Lauren can tell you all about trying to give a cat antibiotics orally.
Now, where is that inserted?
In her mouth. A plunger of tuna tasting gunk that you squirt in their mouth every day for 7 days. Anyway.
And then they vomit it up.
She's not a vomiter, so I'm okay with that. But and it whatever. But and you have to do it after they eat. It's a very specific order. But y'all, the vet called on Wednesday afternoon and to discuss the blood work.
And did you say, wait a moment, let me sit down?
Right. Well, I was sitting down at my desk and I said, let me close my door. So I closed
the door.
And she said, I emailed you over the blood work. Have you had a chance to look at it? And I said, well, yeah, but it's like 23 pages. And I don't understand what any of that means other than a little bit of. And so, y'all.
Now, before you deliver the end of this story, and this is a I'm not trying to be funny.
No.
Okay. This is an honest to goodness. I don't know the answer to this question.
Okay.
You know how dogs will drag their butts across the carpet?
Right.
Do cats do that too?
Not that I've ever seen.
Okay. All right. So anyway.
Yes.
So you're sitting down.
I was like, yeah, let's talk about the next steps. And she was like, well, I guess you didn't understand the blood work really. And I was like, no, like, is this terrible? And she's like, there's nothing wrong with your cat. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, she's going to be with you for a long time. And I said,
and at that point,
I said, oh, good. That's great news.
Was it insincere to her as it was just now?
She knew that I was not. Yeah, I love the cat. She's a good, y'all, she's fat. She doesn't clean herself. She pees wherever she wants. That has nothing to do with the UTI. She screams, and she starts screaming about 5 a.m. in the morning for breakfast. She is absolutely infuriating.
It sounds a lot like the Gravitas. Or the Buns and the Guns.
I don't have a sound effect for him. Okay. But yeah. Okay. Although she loves the Buns and the Guns. Loves him.
Oh. Yeah, loves him. Does she pee on him?
She demands belly rubs from him.
She
demands the belly rubs from me. Although last night she's curled up right behind me. Y'all have laundry all over the place, so you can't see her. But she curled up next to me last night and was just like, let's just snuggle. And I was like, what are you doing? So y'all, I've bought her a cat bed today at the TJ Maxx.
Uh-oh. Does it come with a chain to hold her in it?
Right. And I was like, this is going to, like, I'm still using her original cat carrier from 2006. So, you know, need one of those.
Well, you did say she's fat.
Right. But y'all, I got the cat bed because I thought, well, that'll be comfortable for her. So she'll never sleep on it. But anyway, so that was my week. So Bugabet is doing great. I mean, I have to get one today. As you hear, this is the last morning I have to give her antibiotic.
Oh, that was lovely.
Yeah. So it's not been fun. But yeah.
And you know what's going to happen tomorrow? She's going to be expecting it and start screaming when you don't give it to her.
Right. Now, speaking of old fat doesn't clean herself.
Right.
Have you seen the picture of the old gal and Myron and Digger and T. Wiggles at dinner on the cruise of a lifetime?
I have not.
Okay, I'll send that to you. Someone,
are you going to put it in the Zoom chat?
No. I'll just text it to you later because I'd have to find it. I think someone tagged Digger. Y'all, I have no words for, they are having the time of their lives on this cruise.
Well, it's the cruise of a lifetime.
It doesn't matter. I'm not sure what they're eating. For all I know, it could be Fruit Loops.
Everything.
Well, right. But in this exact photo, y'all, I don't know what they're eating. It could be Fruit Loops. But they are looking like they are absolutely happy.
Is it the four of them?
There's eight people at the table. And I know.
Oh, okay.
I know the four. I don't know who the other four are. I don't think there's. I don't think
they're her caretakers.
Oh, that's probably true. That's probably true. But yeah.
Well, you know, you've got the nurse, you've got the dresser, you've got the one that, you know, has to bathe her.
Someone's got to keep the food hook in good condition.
Y'all, I think I've just received the picture.
You have?
So let me just see. Where is that? Oh, here we go. All right. We have got
messages.
Here we go. Here we go. Well, it didn't. It hasn't shown up. Oh, wait. There it is.
Poor old thing. This is exciting. Ooh.
We're going to have to open that wide. She looks good in that purple up there right across from Dick.
That's not her.
Oh.
I mean, I originally thought it was, but it's not.
That
And that's, one of those is probably her sister and brother-in-law. And it may be her Lesbian. No, because she's a Jesus. Never mind.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Hey, by the way, have you noticed everybody else in the dining room has left? Either that or they're eating at 3:30 in the afternoon and they've already finished.
I think we know which answer it is.
And what, yes.
First meal, first dinner.
Yes.